on Radio1057.com. Always good to chat with Rick Limpert, who covers sports and technology and pretty much anything that he is assigned to do. And he's so good at his work, enjoys it, takes a great deal of pride in it. Rick, happy end of September. Happy New Month Eve to you. Any resolutions for the month of October for you?
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't have to get in some silly Halloween costume come Halloween. But yeah, it has been a big week, Sully, and I will do anything I'm assigned to do, including my wife assigning me to clean out this extra little room we have in our house this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that.
That is a man with some marital wisdom. Guys, make sure you're paying attention to what Rick just said. Well, this is going to be a great weekend. Fall is finally here. It's cooled off some. And a very nostalgic weekend is coming up for a lot of Atlantans, in particular baseball fans, as the final three games at Turner Field will be played. They're taking on the Detroit Tigers. And we're going to look back on a stadium that really doesn't have a ton of history, but a lot of memories in there for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think even though the Braves team's been a little down or a lot down this year, so really the star of the year has probably been Turner Field. The Braves have been marketing it the last year at Turner Field pretty well. And, yeah, it's closing this weekend, but, you know, good that it's going to be kind of repurposed with Georgia State taking over. And, you know, a 20-year-old stadium, but I think a lot happened during those 20 years.
No doubt about it. And, you know, in defense of the Braves this year, they have been very entertaining to watch, I'm sure. You would agree with that over the last 2 months. August and September have been fun months to be a Braves fan, particularly this month where their record has been a number of games above 500. That's really good to see. A lot of things to look forward to. But as we kind of look back on Turner Field, big part of the reason for the move is, you know, political some, but also technology. These teams are demanding new advances and state-of-the-art stuff in their stadiums, and the Braves, quite frankly, just didn't have it at Turner Field.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that just a 20-year-old stadium really couldn't do everything that fans now want as part of the fan engagement process and the team wanted. So, yeah, technology will be on full display at the new park. And, you know, while Turner Field did, I think they did the best job they could there, it's a shame that the 20-year-old park couldn't be brought into the 21st century, kind of like we're seeing that's happening at stadiums. So the days of, you know, stadiums staying around for 70, 80, 100 years, other than the couple that are left, it's just not going to happen anymore.
Obviously, Turner Field has its birth in the 1996 Olympic Games. It was used for the opening and closing ceremonies, track and field, several other events there, celebrations. The Olympics in Atlanta were incredible. What is the legacy left on Turner Field from the Olympics?
Well, there is a technology legacy, I think, because this was really one of the first stadiums that was converted from one type of stadium and into another type of stadium that served as a baseball ballpark that you really couldn't tell was a track and field venue or a major venue during when it was the Olympic Stadium. So that's really kind of the Olympic legacy. A lot of great things happened during the Olympics on those grounds, and then it turned into baseball pretty seamlessly. I think that was a story in itself.
Public transit, too, was a thought to be a big problem leading up to the Olympics, and it actually ended up being pretty well. But Turner Field / Olympic Stadium was able to have good access through MARTA and shuttle bus systems during that time.
Yeah, they really had to do something with getting people to the stadium since the rails, as you know, so I don't go to the stadium. But they do a good job with the buses going there. That's kind of now the unanswered question, what's going to happen in next year and into the future. How are people going to get to the new stadium seamlessly or on public transportation? It's going to be, I hate to pardon the pun, but it's going to be a whole new ball game.
It really is. And part of the new ball game now for any sport, building a new stadium for a team, is creating a better fan experience. And at the very top of the list, I think, as far as what fans want, access to good Wi-Fi in the stadium. And Turner Field had a challenge with that because when the stadium was built, Wi-Fi, as we know it now, didn't really even exist.
Nobody knew what Wi-Fi was. But I was at the debut of the Wi-Fi at Turner Field back years ago. So when AT&T really partnered with the Braves to do that, putting free Wi-Fi in throughout the stadium, there were a little challenges at first. But I think it actually I've used it now recently. It does work pretty well. The Turner Field app that came out that really helped people navigate around Turner Field, especially good for people that don't go to Braves games regularly. That kept you updated on a lot of things. So the Braves tried to be as tech friendly as they could as we got into the 2000s here.
All right, we're going to talk about the Fan Plaza, which is a Turner Field first, and it's a big deal there. Do you call it Plaza or Plaza?
I guess it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. I've heard it called both ways. I guess Fan Plaza is how I would call it. It's the grand entryway to Turner Field. This is a hub of people gathering. I think maybe it's kind of tailed off a little bit more than it used to be back when it first kind of opened. They had a big Jumbotron there. There's always things going on for the fans, the drink stands, the different types of food you can get. I think that this Braves were one of the first teams really to implement that kind of on a big scale, and to this day it's still popular with the live music and the including like the radio and pre and post game broadcast that fans watch there. I think that's kind of nifty to watch.
Absolutely, and they've really done a great job of that, and I'm sure many of those same elements will be incorporated into SunTrust Park, which is set to open next year. Turner Field has popped up a couple of times in some movies, Rick. Not ones that are colossal movies, but where has Turner Field showed up on the big screen?
Well, I think because Atlanta's kind of a major movie production center now, that kind of puts Turner Field in play for when they need a baseball stadium. You remember, thinking back to the old Fulton County Stadium, you remember the one big movie that was filmed there that Atlanta Fulton County Stadium kind of played a big role in?
I do not. What was it?
It was The Slugger's Wife, the baseball film about the Braves player, and a lot of locals. Skip Carey was in it as the announcer, Pete Van Weeren. It's a good one to catch when it's on cable, The Slugger's Wife. Turner Field has popped up, like you said, in a few movies. Some big ones, The Changeup, it was pretty prevalent in Trouble with the Curve, Flight, because I think a lot of these movies were already being filmed in Atlanta. It gave Turner Field the opportunity to be part of the movie.
Pretty impressive. Chatting with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. And be sure to check out new website for all things Rick, wirelesswednesday.live. Seating capacity has changed quite a bit since the 1996 games when it held 85,000. Give us some other Turner Field facts here. What are we looking back upon record-wise?
Yeah, I'm curious to wonder why that seating capacity did change. I guess maybe when they changed some when they put in those cup holders, or they put in different things that caused the seating capacity to change. Now always around 49,000 to 50,000. You remember the first regular season game played at Turner Field, Sully? It was against the Cubs. It was kind of an exciting game.
I do remember that game. I remember the excitement of the new stadium. How cool was that? I mean, all eyes were on it at that time. Did you watch the game or attend it?
I think so, and it was a game-winning hit by Michael Tucker. That's a name from Braves past that allowed them to win the game. Chipper had the first hit at Turner Field, and the first home run was, again, Michael Tucker. So Michael Tucker he was a big fan of Turner Field in his career, I guess.
Longest game by time, July 26th into the 27th, back in 2011. A game that lasted 6 hours and 39 minutes, with the Braves winning controversially 4-3 in 19 innings. What an odd little fact. That is a lengthy game. When you think about long ball games, you usually think American League and not National, but that's a pretty impressive game length.
That is brutal. I wonder if they ran out of pitchers. I wonder if the stadium cut off beer sales in the eighth inning. they still had 11 more innings to go after that. What happened?
Well, a lot of stadiums have different alcohol policies, and they're all designed to prevent people from being a little too tipsy later in the game, or if it goes to extras. Hopefully there weren't that many drunk people there that night.
I wonder how many people were left at the end of that game anyway. I'd hazard to think there weren't that many, but it's a weekend to kind of think about Turner Field, and then as soon as that's over, look ahead to covering the next new stadium.
And again, they're playing three this weekend, the final three games at Turner Field, the Detroit Tigers, the opponent. Really just going to be a great celebration of Atlanta and the Braves' history in that ballpark. A lot of great things on TV with Chip Carey and Joe Simpson. I know they'll be doing a great job bringing it to us. And if you have the chance to get down there, obviously take in that. Rick, what are some of your personal memories from Turner Field over the years?
I went to a couple of playoff games. I remember against the Mets. It was cold in mid or late October, and the fans were really doing the tomahawk chop back then. Some of the food, I remember when it was Skip and Pete's Barbecue out in out in that fan plaza. That was good.